Ed Harris is digging into the dirt with a dibble bar. It's a tree planting tool.
We're planting American hazelnut seedlings that they grow vigorously and produce nuts in about 5 years for white-tailed deer, turkey, grouse, and even black bear.
Harris owns this piece of land. He and his wife Elaine are getting a little help planting the hazelnuts. A couple of young guys from neighboring properties are here, and a couple of guys from a not-for-profit organization called Conservation Resource Alliance are working too. Ed Harris says he's in a partnership with that group.
Well, we wanted to improve the wildlife habitat. That was one of our goals, and that was one of the reasons why we got with the Conservation Resource Alliance to formulate a long-range plan to enhance the area. You know, you hear of so much development now and taking trees and cutting them and bulldozing. Do we want to see the land in condominiums, or would we rather see it in a natural state? And that was an easy choice for us.
But it's not so easy for some other private landowners. It's really tempting to sell scenic land like this to developers who offer big bucks. Those who don't sell often want to improve the land for wildlife, but that can be expensive. There are government programs, but a lot of the time private landowners are reluctant to sign up. They don't like the bureaucratic red tape, and some don't like the idea of a government agency telling them what they can or cannot do with their own land. Groups like the Conservation Resource Alliance, or the CRA for short, are aware of that reluctance, and that's why they approach landowners carefully. Jeff Brooker is with the CRA. He says they don't come in with a plan. They sit down with the landowner and talk about it. He's been working on a plan with Ed Harris for a couple of years now.
And when we can meet with a landowner that has some of those same goals in mind, and we can come to an agreement on some of their goals matching with our goals, then we'll go into a partnership together and work at that.
The goals include keeping certain wildlife travel areas, especially along streams, inviting to wildlife, so animals such as black bears, otters, and bobcats in this region can migrate from one large natural area to another. Brooker says this approach works because his organization and the landowner work together to make it happen, including spending days like this, planting hazelnuts and American red oak trees that will provide food for wildlife for years to come. Brooker says this kind of effort will probably mean long-term protection of the property.
In other words, if we help a landowner plant 100 oaks on his land, he's looking at those 20 years later, showing that to his heirs and saying, look, I planted these trees. I've been watching how they've been growing. It just helps leave a legacy on the land.
But getting one landowner to establish better wildlife habitat is not enough. These kinds of groups are trying to build larger wildlife corridors. That means they want Ed Harris, and they want his neighbors, and their neighbors, to establish a huge area of food and habitat for wildlife. Programs across the country go by a lot of different names. The CRA calls its program WildLink. Jeff Brooker's colleague, Matt Thomas, says it's connecting the dots between properties, and getting the private landowners on board takes some time.
It's kind of a door-to-door kitchen table sort of recruitment. We start by literally knocking on doors, doing presentation to groups that maybe you could share that information, and we rely heavily on neighbor-to-neighbor contact, where one landowner who's having some successes and excitement about participating with WildLink, they're inclined to tell their neighbors that, hey, you know, the connections work if you can participate too.
Groups like the Conservation Resource Alliance note that working with private landowners is a critical piece of the puzzle in restoring wildlife habitat. Of the 1.9 billion acres of land in the lower 48 states, 1.4 billion is in private hands. That's 72%, nearly 3 out of every 4 acres on average. Without private landowners lending a hand, habitat for wildlife would be limited to isolated pockets in government-owned parks. For the GLRC, this is Lester Graham.